Hello, and welcome to another episode of Experience the Difference, the podcast series from the European Customer Experience Organisation, with me, your host, Christopher Brooks. In each episode, you'll get to meet another practitioner from customer experience from across Europe. In this episode, we get to meet Agnieszka Salika-Favary, who holds a position as a customer experience practitioner for Stora Enso. In it, we'll discuss the importance of correctly labelling customer experience roles in an organisation. Really delighted today to have another member of the ECXO join us for a podcast to talk about a topic which both our guest and myself find interesting. And I think it's going to be one that's going to prove to be equally interesting to many people across Europe. So let's get to meet our guest and then we'll get on to the topic. So Agnieszka, welcome to the European Customer Experience Podcast, Experience the Difference.
Hello, Christopher. I'm very happy to be here and to be a part of the podcast.
Hello and welcome. We've got a good topic we want to talk about today. But before we get on to it, let's just hear a little bit about yourself if we can. Interested to know sort of what your pathway has been to where you are now and what your current role is, because I think that then gives us, our listeners, an appreciation of your authority on the topic we're going to talk about. So over to you. Let's have a little bit of an intro.
Yes, of course. My name is Agnieszka Favary. I'm working as Digitalization and Customer Experience Manager at Stora Enso. I'm working for Division Biomaterials. With this company, since 12 years, as well, is a leading global provider of renewable solutions in packaging, biomaterials, wooden construction, and paper. Our goals are to do good for the people and planet and work on providing solutions which can replace, for example, plastic carbon-based materials. So I find this very, very inspiring, and I'm happy to be a part of such journey. My path to customer centricity, I would say, is quite hands-on because I'm working for plus 18 years in customer-facing roles. That is actually before starting to be fully responsible for customer experience in my current role. So I have a lot of hands-on experience working directly with customers. And at some point in my journey, I started to be responsible for managing customer feedback on a divisional level. And that was the aha moment when I realized that this is something what I really would like to further develop in customer experience management. Working with CX practitioner tools, frameworks is very interesting for me, and I'm happy that I can do that.
Excellent. I would imagine, given the sector you work in and the purpose of the organization, it must attract some very brilliant people that you work with as well.
Yes, definitely. I am working for Division Biomaterials since more than 9 years now. I'm a little bit losing track on the years now. And I feel like, especially in our division, the innovation area, which is developing new materials to really replace carbon-based solutions, I mean, it's extremely inspiring to hear about what they are working on. For example, one of the recent developments is a material called lignode, which most probably can be used in order to replace, to create basically like car batteries, but not from carbon-based materials, but exactly from this material, which is a side product of lignin production. So renewable material. So that's just an example. And to then work with such people, it's fantastic. I think that I can then provide them with a support in area of customer experience.
Excellent. And obviously, that type of an organization, part of success is the impact it makes to the environment. It recognizes that there's more than just the commercial bottom line. And what you tend to find in organizations like that is if it's respecting the environment, it respects its people, it respects its customers. This is where customer experience, CX for good, is really getting traction. But one of the topics that you'd highlighted, I think, in a thread in the EXO website was this kind of arrival of so many new titles, so many new labels, CX manager, CX lead, head of insight, service designers. You'd started to observe. I mean, could you just tell us a little bit more about this? Where did you see these labels arriving within organizations?
Actually, I think it's an experience which maybe more of CX practitioners are currently having. And I started to observe it basically purely on LinkedIn, being approached by recruiters with questions about job positions, which in my view are, for example, not really, let's say, purely CX practitioner jobs, but a hybrid of various tasks. And I think it's very natural because I consider CX, even though it's a very hot topic since quite a few years already, I think that we are still lacking in the customer experience management area, specifically in practitioners and job postings. I think we are missing certain standards. Obviously, there are certifications you can get as a CX practitioner. There are some very well-renowned world leaders, and everybody knows them. They, let's say, will give some lectures. But if it's about the standard on the level of jobs, this is missing. So that was my observation, and that's why I posted this question, as I felt a certain frustration with this, that CX is being thrown as some side gig of sales management, of customer success, customer service, marketing, quite naturally. I even saw recently some job postings where claim handling is being included into a CX practitioner part. And I think that probably it's a misunderstanding on my side also, that I see that probably they basically mean the processing of feedback and identifying of gaps, right? But the way the way it is being shared online is basically the reason I posted the question. And the answers were also quite interesting, because there were some people who I felt also maybe prefer a little bit this hybrid model. I do believe that an independent customer experience practitioner in the company is a key to managing the experience the right way, the most, let's say, neutral. And that is because nobody owns the experience. No functional area, not sales, no customer success, or I don't know, marketing. They don't own the experience. We all are contributing to delivering the best possible experience to our customers. And what CX practitioners should do is to basically combine all the insights and work cross-functionally with the stakeholders from these various functional areas. To really create a holistic view.
Absolutely. And I think what you tap upon is something that is very topical. I've seen roles where retail managers are being called customer experience managers. And to your point, claims handlers being called customer success managers. So there's this kind of blending, which I don't know if it's because customer experience is popular, or it's because perhaps HR functions aren't fully understanding what customer experience can and cannot do within an organization. But it's creating confusion. I think you're absolutely right. What do you think we need to do about this? Is it something that, because of the immaturity of customer experience growing up, or the popularity of it, and it will sort itself out? Or do you think actually, no, there needs to be, for instance, standard occupational classifications where there are role profiles and it's very clear what roles do and don't do? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic, and I think we could discuss it for hours, but I tend to lean to the last option. I do believe that it would be great if there would be a standard occupational description of what customer experience practitioners' skills, knowledge should be. That would be maybe, let's say, the easiest solution. I don't think you said that is the reason, maybe the popularity or the freshness of the field. And I think that these both aspects also contribute to the confusion. Because like I mentioned before, I mean, there are CX practitioners in the business world who are, I'm sure, very inspiring for our senior management. We get quickly like hooked on what they say. But then when it comes to the implementation, to the designation of a person who should really coordinate and orchestrate the implementation of CX strategies, here is where we start to have troubles. Because CX field, the knowledge, it's not a rocket science, but the implementation, it's quite challenging. So basically feel that it would be great if we in European customer experience organization could work towards the standard, could also contribute in this field. And I hope that this is also going to happen.
Do you think the CX community can play a role contributing towards that? I mean, it's not about the hyperbole. I mean, can the community start to take an active role in this? Should we, when we see job descriptions which aren't really customer-centric, should we be calling them out? Or do you think perhaps, you know, one of the larger institutions or organizations for customer experience could put a focus on this? Because I do see it as an area of great concern, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That is also a concern for me as well when I see such cases. And I do think that it would be great if leading customer experience organizations could put more focus on this. But I think that our organization, EXO, also could contribute. Already driving the discussion about this is something which increases the awareness. And I think that should be a topic we discuss. If CX organizations could be driving this process more and faster with their influence, that would be great.
Yeah, I think you've landed upon something that will be very helpful, wouldn't it? I mean, it's the sort of thing that you can have cross-community collaboration on as well. So you get sort of a common agreement, which makes it more powerful. I mean, just talking on that point, just move on to community. How valuable do you find customer experience communities where you have like-minded practitioners? I mean, what do you find them valuable in the first instance? And if so, what sort of value are they giving to you?
Yes, I definitely find them valuable. I think that for me at the moment, the most important is the feeling that I can connect with like-minded people who are also working in similar roles with similar responsibilities, similar business cases, to exchange about our daily work, to pose questions, to basically share our expertise, get inspiration from each other, learn from each other. I also believe, like with the previous question, focusing on the standard, I also believe that communities can really work towards setting certain standards about their work, their jobs and skills. And this is another thing which I think can be very valuable part of being a part of CX community.
Brilliant. They're the reasons I find communities work better for me as well, that sort of sense of belonging and connection, but also the intention to raise the standards always, to learn and progress and go forward, because customer experience has many strengths, but also many areas where we need to improve. And the coming together communities helps like that. And talking specifically about the ECXO, which we're both members of, European Customer Experience Organization, what values do you think having a community, a geography-based community, can bring? And are you seeing evidence of difference between geographies in terms of how customer experience is valued?
Definitely. Well, I think that this is the first such big organization in such big community in Europe, in my perception. I know that CX is a hot topic and something that everybody speaks about. There are a few other organizations I noticed recently within, let's say, last 2 years growing, but they seem to have a bit of a different focus. And what I really like and value very much about ECXO is that we try here to build really European community where people can further build their local communities in specific countries. It's amazing to see various posts, information posted in various languages. I, on my own, am originally from Poland. Majority of my working life I spent in Germany and the Netherlands. So I find it very interesting to see then CX practitioners from my home country, from the Netherlands. I think this is a big value of this is also enabling networking closer to where you are located in your local communities. What then not only drives setting standards, but also I think it expands our sphere of influence. So I am very inspired by our organization. I'm really looking forward to the next steps in building this community.
Excellent. And raising topics like this ensures that the standard, the quality and the value of the community. I'd like to thank you massively for joining. I'm sure the topic you've raised, I can see perhaps a webinar for one of the other ECXO sessions. And as you say, if it's a catalyst for others to think about, if HR leads in organizations go back and review role profiles, if influencers decide it's a topic to put on to the podium. And if groups get together within communities to start to think about how to create some sense and some order here, then I'm grateful that I was there at the start when we had the conversation. So Agnieszka, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you're very busy and look forward to further collaborations within the community.
Thank you very much, Christopher. As a last word, I hope that in the topic we were discussing, I hope that we can further focus really practicing CX. So like we were just discussing, in the roles and responsibilities, we really focus on this, what is important in a daily business for a CX practitioner to really perform their work the best possible way and support organizations in delivering the excellent experience to their customers.
Great point to finish on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.